morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we're walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 28th, 2021. Sometimes when I'm giving that intro, I think about our walk together with Christ, and I hope that you are walking with Christ, and that maybe these morning devotions are helping you. They help me, as I've said many times, by encouraging me to write a little bit every day and to think about, you know, what I've read in the scriptures and so forth, and also thinking about you, some things that might be beneficial to you. But anyway, this morning, I get 1 Timothy 5:24 was in my daily Bible reading, and it says this: some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment. And some men, they follow after. The meaning of this verse is simple. Some people's sins are so evident that there is no question they are sins. These sins are a witness against them. So they go before them to the judgment seat and stand as a witness against them. They stand in judgment against the individual. They are evident. However, Paul mentioned that some men's sins follow after them. They're not so evident. The perpetrator may not even recognize their severity. However, when the perpetrator stands before the judgment seat, the sins will be there to testify against the individual. So, hence the title, Are They Following You? In other words, are your sins following you? So the lesson for the day is, let's be honest with ourselves. Instead of attempting to justify ourselves, we need to openly admit that we have sins. We need to identify sin as sin. We need to repent of that sin so that at the judgment seat of Christ, your sin will not be a surprise for you. Paul goes on to speak some encouraging words to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:25. He says, likewise also, the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. So, Timothy faced some difficult hardships in continuing the work of Paul. Some despised his use. Others complained because of Timothy's use of wine. Also, because Timothy suffered what Paul called your often infirmities. These often infirmities would no doubt bring discouragement to Timothy. And so Paul's trying to encourage him to understand that, you know, it doesn't matter what others might say of you, your good works are manifest and they go beforehand and they prove that you are worthy, I guess, of your hire, that you are a worthy replacement for me in the ministry. And so Paul's trying to encourage Timothy. So Paul understood that this discouragement could hinder Timothy in his service to Christ. So Paul shares that encouragement that we found in verse 25. And what is the encouragement? The encouragement is that the reward deserved by a servant of the Lord is not always evident. Sometimes an individual receives congratulations or a thank you from someone who he serves, but other times the value of the work goes unnoticed. And Paul encourages Timothy that even though some good works are not able to be noticed, they will be rewarded. The evidence will be revealed that they are worthy to be rewarded. Now, some people will say that no good deed goes unpunished. However, that is not the result of the good deeds in the eyes of God. Mark 9:41 tells us, "For whosoever shall give a cup of cold water in my name because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." So, if we considered what followed us today, what would we find? Would we find that what is following us is sin? Or would we find that what is following us are good works which are worthy of reward? Only the judgment seat of Christ will reveal the truth. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you for the redemption which we have in Christ. Lord, we also thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, which leads us into all truth. Lord, I pray today that you would encourage your people to follow after good works. I pray that they would be encouraged to understand that if they perform good works, they will be rewarded. Also today, Lord, I pray that if some come to understand that they have sins which are hidden, that they would confess them, seeking forgiveness and being cleansed so that they can begin to do good works which will be rewarded. We thank you for seeking us in this life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.